Today is the third day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. And is there a better place to be than around the global campfire together, immersing ourselves in the scriptures? There's lots of places that we could be. But here we are, gathered together and orienting ourselves to God through the scriptures. So I am thrilled to be here today for the next step. We have been working our way through 2 Chronicles for a bit now, and we should reach the conclusion of 2 Chronicles tomorrow, I believe. And then in the New Testament, we will conclude Paul's letter to the Romans today. So let's jump in. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 14 through 34, verse 33. After this, he built the outer wall of the city of David from west of Gion in the valley to the entrance of the fish gate. He brought it around Ophel, and he heightened it considerably. He also placed military commanders in all the fortified cities of Judah. He removed the foreign gods and the idol from the Lord's temple, along with all the altars that he had built on the mountain of the Lord's temple and in Jerusalem, and he threw them outside the city. He built the altar of the Lord and offered fellowship and thanksgiving sacrifices on it. Then he told Judah to serve the Lord, the God of Israel. However, the people still sacrificed at the high places, but only to the Lord their God. The rest of the events of Manasseh's reign, along with his prayer to his God and the words of the seers who spoke to him in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, are written in the events of Israel's kings. His prayer and how God was receptive to his prayer, and all his sin and unfaithfulness, and the sites where he built high places and set up Asherah poles and carved images before he humbled himself, they are written in the events of Hosea. Manasseh rested with his ancestors, and he was buried in his own house. His son Amon became king in his place. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight, just as his father Manasseh had done. Amon sacrificed to all the carved images that his father Manasseh had made, and he served them. But he did not humble himself before the Lord like his father Manasseh humbled himself. Instead, Amon increased his guilt. So his servants conspired against him and put him to death in his own house. The common people killed all who had conspired against King Amon, and they made his son Josiah king in his place. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. He did what was right in the Lord's sight and walked in the ways of his ancestor David. He did not turn aside to the right or the left. In the 8th year of his reign, while he was still a youth, Josiah began to seek the God of his ancestor David. And in the 12th year, he began to cleanse Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the Asherah poles, the carved images, and the cast images. Then, in his presence, the altars of the Baals were torn down, and he chopped down the shrines that were above them. He shattered the Asherah poles, the carved images, and the cast images, crushed them to dust and scattered them over the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He burned the bones of the priests on their altars. So he cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. He did the same in the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, and Simeon, and as far as Naphtali, and on their surrounding mountain shrines. He tore down the altars and he smashed the Asherah poles and the carved images to powder. He chopped down all the shrines throughout the land of Israel and returned to Jerusalem. In the 18th year of his reign, in order to cleanse the land and the temple, Josiah sent Shaphan, son of Azaliah, along with Maaseiah, the governor of the city, and the court historian Joah, son of Joahaz, to repair the temple of the Lord his God. So they went to the high priest Hilkiah and gave him the silver brought into God's temple. The Levites and the doorkeepers had collected it from Manasseh, Ephraim, and from the entire remnant of Israel, and from all Judah, Benjamin, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They gave it to those doing the work, those who oversaw the Lord's temple. They gave it to the workmen who were working in the Lord's temple to repair and restore the temple. They gave it to the carpenters and builders, and also used it to buy quarried stone and timbers for joining and making beams for the buildings that Judah's kings had destroyed. The men were doing the work with integrity. Their overseers were Jahath and Obadiah, Levites from the Merarites, and Zechariah and Meshullam from the Kohathites as supervisors. The Levites were all skilled with musical instruments. They were also over the porters and were supervising all those doing the work, task by task. Some of the Levites were secretaries, officers, and gatekeepers. When they brought out the silver that had been deposited in the Lord's temple, the priest Hilkiah found the book of the law of the Lord written by the hand of Moses. Consequently, Hilkiah told the court secretary Shaphan, "I have found the book of the law in the Lord's temple." And he gave the book to Shaphan. Shaphan took the book to the king and also reported, "Your servants are doing all that was placed in their hands. They have emptied out the silver that was found in the Lord's temple and have given it to the overseers and to those doing the work." Then the court secretary Shaphan told the king, "The priest Hilkiah gave me a book." And Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the law, he tore his clothes. Then he commanded Hilkiah, Ahikam son of Shaphan, Abdon son of Micah, the court secretary Shaphan, and the king's servant Asaiah, "Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for those remaining in Israel and Judah concerning the words of the book that was found. For great is the Lord's wrath that is poured out on us because our ancestors have not kept the word of the Lord in order to do everything written in this book." So Hilkiah and those the king had designated went to the prophetess Huldah, the wife of Shallum, son of Tokath, son of Hasra, keeper of the wardrobe. She lived in Jerusalem in the second district. They spoke with her about this. She said to them, "This is what the Lord, God of Israel, says. Say to the man who sent you to me, this is what the Lord says. I am about to bring disaster on this place and on its inhabitants, fulfilling all the curses written in the book they read in the presence of the king of Judah, because they have abandoned me and burned incense to other gods so as to anger me with all the works of their hands. My wrath will be poured out on this place, and it will not be quenched. Say this to the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord. This is what the Lord God of Israel says. As for the words that you heard, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and against its inhabitants, and because you humbled yourself before me and you tore your clothes and wept before me, I myself have heard. This is the Lord's declaration. I will indeed gather you to your ancestors, and you will be gathered to your grave in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster that I am bringing on this place and on its inhabitants." Then they reported to the king. So the king sent messengers and gathered all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the Lord's temple with all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, as well as the priests and the Levites, all the people from the oldest to the youngest. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the Lord's temple. Then the king stood at his post and made a covenant in the Lord's presence to follow the Lord and to keep his commands, his decrees, and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, in order to carry out the words of the covenant written in this book. He had all those present in Jerusalem and Benjamin agree to it. So all the inhabitants of Jerusalem carried out the covenant of God, the God of their ancestors. So Josiah removed everything that was detestable from all the lands belonging to the Israelites, and he required all who were present in Israel to serve the Lord their God. Throughout his reign, they did not turn aside from following the Lord, the God of their ancestors. Romans 16, 10 through 27. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those who belong to the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who have worked hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers and sisters who are with them. Greet Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send you greetings. Now I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who create divisions and obstacles contrary to the teaching that you learned. Avoid them, because such people do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. They deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting with smooth talk and flattering words. The report of your obedience has reached everyone. Therefore, I rejoice over you, but I want you to be wise about what is good, and yet innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my co-worker, and Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my fellow countrymen, greet you. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus greet you. Now to him who is able to strengthen you, according to my gospel and the proclamation about Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept silent for long ages, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic scriptures, according to the command of the eternal God, to advance the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Psalm 26. Prayer for vindication of David. Vindicate me, Lord, because I have lived with integrity and have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and mind, for your faithful love guides me, and I live by your truth. I do not sit with the worthless or associate with hypocrites. I hate a crowd of evildoers, and I do not sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, Lord, raising my voice in thanksgiving and telling about your wondrous works. Lord, I love the house where you dwell, the place where your glory resides. Do not destroy me along with sinners, or my life along with men of bloodshed, in whose hands are evil schemes and whose right hands are filled with bribes. But I live with integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on level ground. I will bless the Lord in the assemblies. Proverbs 20:19. The one who reveals secrets is a constant gossip. Avoid someone with a big mouth. Okay, so in 2 Chronicles, today we read of King Josiah, who was a king who followed after the ways of the Lord. He was a good king, and he reformed Israel and brought them back to God. He received the book of the law, and after having read it, realizing just how far they had abandoned God. And so with all of his heart, he reformed, drew the people back to God, destroying the idolatry in the land. And this happens to us too. We read this on a grand scale at a national level, but sometimes we encounter information that comes into our lives that makes us realize we're not where we need to be. We have seriously had blind spots. We are seriously off track. And so what Josiah did in this moment was to do everything that he could to restore the people to God. This including tearing down shrines for idolatry and temples and is cleansing the land. It's not any different for the land inside of us. When we find these things in our lives that do not belong in our lives, then with intention, we remove them. We tear them down and remove them, cleansing, repenting, and being restored. We also concluded Romans today. What a journey, what a magnificent articulation of the gospel. For Jew and Gentile alike, for all who believe in the name of the Lord Jesus and that he came to redeem and restore us, and that we each have a role to play, regardless of our ethnicity or our upbringing or our history. And then finally, we come to Proverbs, which gives us a sentence that is so big, it's life-changing. The one who reveals secrets is a constant gossip. And so here's the reality. If you're the kind of person who hears some kind of juicy morsel, little piece of information about somebody that's personal or private, and then you like to quote unquote share those bits of information with other people, like making yourself look like you're more dialed in and more connected to what's going on, or you're concerned, or it's a point of prayer. It's just for, just need to tell you this so that we can pray, all with the intention of kind of being in the know, then you're a gossip. And I know that that sounds pretty direct. I mean, being told that could even be offensive, but not as offensive as gossip. Gossip. I mean, it's just like conversation, right? Where you're just kind of sharing things, but we know when we've crossed that line. And there is, in my experience anyway, in community, I haven't seen anything more powerful for dividing and destroying community than gossip. I mean, think about it. When you found out a time that you maybe had been gossiped about with half the information and all the assumptions, how do you feel when you discover this? Like it feels like betrayal. It feels unsafe. And those are two words that should not be used to describe the body of Christ. So it's not that much of a surprise that the Bible continually reminds us to pay attention to what we say and what we hear. The proverb says, "The one who reveals secrets is a constant gossip. Avoid someone with a big mouth." Right? So it's the delivery mechanism and the receiving mechanism. It's the speaking it and it's the hearing of it. We're to avoid this. I mean, all we have to do is just think about the last time we felt like gossip was taking place around us, centered around us. Did anything good come from that? Or the times that we share sensitive information that shouldn't be shared and the person found out about it, were they rejoicing and jumping up and down and just praising the Lord? Gossip undermines the trust that is necessary for community. So if we have a habit of listening to the latest gossip, or dispensing the latest gossip, then we're perpetuating a problem that keeps us from true intimacy and friendship. So that should give us pause and some things to consider and allow us to pay attention to the kinds of things, the kinds of information, the sensitive things that we're sharing. The Bible tells us that we're supposed to be able to confess our sins to each other and pray for each other that we may be healed. Gossip works in opposition to that. And so, Father, we thank you for your word in another day. Thank you for bringing us to the conclusion of Romans and what a beautiful time that was. And we're so looking forward to moving forward into 1 Corinthians tomorrow. We thank you, Lord, for your word. And we heed the counsel that Proverbs is giving us today, once again reminding us that our words matter. May we pay attention to the words we say. And we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. That is where you can find out what's happening around here. So do indeed check it out. If you don't have the Daily Audio Bible app, you can download that free from the app store that works with your device. And that will put everything in the palm of your hand. Check out the different sections, like the community section. This is where to get connected. And it's where the prayer wall lives. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources in a number of categories for the journey that we are on. And so check that out. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you humbly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or there are a number of numbers that you can dial in the Americas, 877-942-4253. If you are in the UK or that part of the world, 44-2036-088078 is the number to call. And if you are in Australia or that part of the world, 613-882-0549 is the number to dial. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Cheryl in Auburn. I've been listening for a couple years and praying for all your requests. And so thankful that I'm a part of this community, and thankful for Brian's calling. I just have a request for my brother who's been struggling with alcohol and not really able to face it. He lost a job, not due to his alcohol, we're not sure because we never get the full story, but he wasn't able to afford his rent, so he's in a homeless shelter. And he just got his second DUI, and that means jail time. And I've been talking to him and going to see him. It's so crushing to see how far he's gone downhill. And thank goodness I did find out about his DUI, because I was able to say, Sean, this is the deal. You were arrested. You got a DUI. Because he never would have admitted it to us. And he finally humbled himself. Where my whole family as a part is, you know, are believers of God. But Sean is the prodigal son. So I'm just asking for prayer. He said he's made friends in the homeless shelter. And I spoke to one of his friends, and he said that he's got my brother's back. When he drinks too much and he can't make it into the homeless shelter, he puts him in a shopping cart and drives him to the shelter, and that just broke my heart. I couldn't believe, first of all, that Sean was in that bad of...
Hi, this is Sue in Wisconsin. I am sitting here listening to the community prayer for the week, and I'm so uplifted by the prayers coming in, the praise reports. And I was very low and depressed when I sat down at my desk this morning to work. And then I got to hear from God Smile and Blind Tony and Peter. And you guys are so uplifting. Thank you for lifting my spirits. I would also like to add a prayer request for my son, Drew, who suffers from depression and anger issues. He's a veteran, and I know there are things since he's been home that have just been very difficult for him. And he has a family. He has a new son that was born this month. And so I would just pray for him, pray for his marriage, pray for his issues with depression and anger, and that they could be resolved, and that he could find the help and the support in his community that he needs. Yeah. So thank you guys for praying, and thank you for all of those who call in and have brightened my day. Really appreciate it. Love you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, DAB family. This is Adopted and Loved. I am calling for a few reasons. One, I wanted to just give a praise report of how God is good and faithful. I went home and ran into an old friend who had gone through a divorce and was really in a bad way several years ago. And here he had started a ministry up in northern Minnesota, was doing well, had all of his kids, and was like in love with God. And it was just good to see somebody on the other side. I'm also asking for prayer. I've been extremely distracted and wanted to try and just keep my mind in Christ and whatnot. And I think it's hard, and this is something I struggle with, to keep my mind still in God rather than trying to predict the future and everything. And so I need to just come to him and say I need help. Thank you all, and I appreciate being able to be part of this community and being able to pray with you all as well. Thanks.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
This is Godsmile here.
I'm Peter.
And this is for Alice. Dabber Alice.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, he does.
Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves us. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin.
Amen.
That his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Alice, we love you. And we want to pray for you, that the peace of God be with you, especially this week.
Yes.
And throughout this year.
Yes.
And throughout your life.
Yes.
You are loved.
Yes.
Jesus loves you.
He does.
Kiss, kiss.
Bye-bye from Peter.
And me.
Bye.